Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Sota, daf Mem Tes, the very last daf of Masechta Sota. We are holding at Upasku Anshei Amana, at the very bottom of daf Mem Ches Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom. It is also sponsored in honor of Jeremy Lussman on the occasion of his 50th birthday today by his children, Meirav, Avital, and Ranan. That was a surprise, because then also it's sponsored by Jeremy Lussman, with deep appreciation to the Shir and BKNW Daf community for opening up and continuing the daily opportunity for the Zoomers to learn and accomplish these milestones together with the Shir, and in celebration of his 50th birthday. So very happy birthday to Jeremy, and Bez Hashem, many, many more in good health. Also sponsored by Eric Cohn in honor of his father's 12th year site, Yeshua Aryeh Ben David HaKohen, which is today, and we certainly miss him terribly, and Shamashav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by my uncle and aunt, Jack and Aunt Jeanette Blumenkopf, in honor of the yard site of Jack's mother, Chana Hendel Bas Avram Yosef Babi Chanka, and her neshama should have an Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Ron Markovitz, in honor of the entire Dav Chevra, Mazel Tov on being Messiah, Mesechus Sota, Mirtzah Hashem, and Be'ezus Hashem starting Mesechus Gittin. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, all the sponsors, very much for the sponsorship. Happy birthday to all of the birthdays. And so what we're going to discuss today is the following. We're going to talk about the drushos about several drushos about poverty and about Talmud Torah and the maila of learning Torah in a state of poverty. The Gemara is going to talk about how after the Churban HaBayis, each day in a certain sense is worse than the previous day. We're going to talk about the difference between a child and a grandchild in terms of who a person appreciates more perhaps, and who has to honor who. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about great things that were lost from when we lost because of our Averos, that we lost certain great Milos that used to exist in the world. And we're on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about what the world is like when Mashiach is about to come. In the Ikfas of the Mashiach, what things are going to be like. And some of it may sound very familiar to us, which I guess is promising. The Gemara is going to talk about what the Ataros Chasanim and the Ataros Kalos were, what they were exactly, and which ones were outlawed. And then the Gemara is going to have a little bit about Chachmas Yevanis and the dangers of learning Chachmas Yevanis. And then at the very end of the Masechta, we're going to talk about what was lost with the deaths of certain great people, and were all of those things in fact lost, or perhaps were left with some people that still represent those midos. So let's begin on Daf Mem Chesem Beis. We are at Upasku Anshei Amana, the two dots, four lines on the bottom of the page, on Daf Mem Chesem. So, Pasku Anshei Amana. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eilu Bnei Adam Shem Ma'aminim B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pasku Anshei Amana means that we no longer have people that truly believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will provide them with support, and therefore they are willing to spend their money on Hidur Mitzvah and Tzedakah and Otzal Shabbos V'Yom Tov, because they know there's going to be more money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of them. Titanya Rabbi Lazar Gadol Amar, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Pas B'Salo, anyone who has bread in his basket, he has enough food for one day. Va'omer ma ochel lemachar, but he's too busy worrying about what am I going to eat tomorrow. Einu ela miktane amana. That's in a certain sense a lack of emuna. And if he's going to be too stingy to spend his money on mitzvos because he doesn't know if he's going to have enough money saved up for later, that's considered to be a lacking in emuna. V'ha'inu damar ablazer ma'iduchsiv. That's what ablazer says. What does the pasuk mean in Zechariah when it says ki mi vaz liyom ketanos? What does mi vaz liyom mean? Mi garam tzadikim. She is bazbe shulchan and la'asa davo. What causes tzaddikim not to get their full schar in olam haba? It's katnu shayaben. It's the lack of emuna that they had. Shalom aminu b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they didn't have full emuna in Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what causes them to lose some of the schar in olam haba. Rava Amar, that when it says katnus elu ketani b'nei rishay Yisrael, that's talking about the young children of rishay Yisrael who die in their youth. Shemivaz vizin din aviam lasadavo, that on their account the punishment of the Rishei Yisrael, of their fathers, is going to be torn up, is going to be nullified lasadavo, because omrim lefanav, they're going to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're going to plead their father's case. They're going to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, me'akash atas liparameihen, if you were going to pay back from our fathers in olam haba, lamekisa shneim Rambam, then why did you cause them so much tsar in Olam Hazeh by making them lose their children? Meaning these Ketane Rishay Yisrael are going to say, we died when we were such young children. That was enough punishment for our fathers. Why should they also be punished in Olam Haba? And that's going to cause that their din is not going to be significant in Olam Haba. Amar Rabbi Ila'a Bar Yivarechia. So we're going to have four teachings of Rabbi Ila'a Bar Yivarechia relating to Talmud Torah and Anim. El Malik Tfilaso Shel David Hayukol Yisrael Mochre Revav. If not for the Tfilah of David, then all of the Jewish people would be so poor, we would have to make our living going around selling oil and grease. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Shisa Hashem Mora Lahem, that Al Tishkach Es Yisrael Alavonim, that Hashem shouldn't forget Klal Yisrael, that are poor, he should give them a sense of osher and a sense of dignity, so that the goyim will treat them with kavod, and everyone will know that the kavod and gedula is not only reserved for goyim, and that's what it says: yadu goyim enosh heima sela. That the goyim will know that they're only humans and they're not gods and they're not different than us. A second teaching: nolmali tefila so shel Chabakuk. If not for Chabakuk's tefila, hayu shnei tamid cham miskasim betal zachas. Then Tamid Cham would still be so poor, meaning David's tefillah helped to take care of the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. But what about Tamid Chamim? David's tefillah didn't help for them. For that we rely on the tefillah of Chabakuk. If not for the tefillah of Chabakuk, Tamid Cham would be so poor that they would have two of them covered with a single talis as they learn Torah. Shenemar, Hashem Shamati Shemachi Yareisi Hashem Pa'olcha Bekerev Shanim Chayehu. So Al Tikri Bekerev Shanim Ella Bekiruv Shnayim, not Bekerev Shanim, but Bekiruv Shnayim, when two are close together. That Pa'olcha is talking about the Divrei Torah, which is the Pa'alo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk is that the Lomdim would need to be together in one Beged, and Chabakuk said, Chayehu, no, give them more Harvacha, give them more material wealth, so that they don't have to be living under such dire circumstances. If you have two Tamil Chamim that are going on the road together and they don't share Divrei Torah, then they deserve to be burnt by a fire. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, when Eliyahu Anavi separates from Elisha, when he went up to Shemayim, they were talking and learning. It says, and the Rechavesh was Mafrid Bein Shneim. It's separated between the two of them. So Rabbi Yilah Bar Yivarechias says, Taima di ikadibur. The only reason they weren't burnt by the Rechavesh and the Susei Esh is because there was Dibur, they were talking and learning. Haleka Dibur Ruyin Lisarif. But it sounds like had they not been talking and learning, then they would be deserving of being burnt by this fire. Va'amar Rabbi Yilah Bar Yivarechia, fourth and final teaching of Rabbi Yilah Bar Yivarechia, Shneitel Milchamadorim bi Irachas Fein Nochen Zelazaba. If you have two Talmid Chacham in the same city and they don't speak and learning with each other to be able to learn from each other, then Echad Meis ve'Echad Gola. One of them is gonna die, is gonna be killed by the other one b'shogeg, and the other one will do the killing b'shogeg and will have to go to Golas to a near Miklat. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Lanus Shama Rotzeach Asher Yirtzach Asrei Ehu Bivli Daas. Rabbi Lobar Yivarechia understands. I'm talking about a person who needs to go to Golas because he's caused the death of the other person because of bli das, because of a chisaron in Torah, that they didn't have the das to learn one from the other. Ein das, elatav ein das, elatorah. Das is Torah. Shneemar, nid mu'ami mi bli hadas, and the pasuk continues, vatishkach Torah selukecha. So you see that das is a reference to Torah. So once we mention Rabbi Yilah's drashas, the Gemara brings other memros about esek haTorah mitoch hadchak, about learning through poverty. Amar Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya kol Talmid Chacham osek b'Torah mitoch hadchak. If a Talmid Chacham learns Torah in poverty, tefilas v'nishmas, it's a skula that his tefila is going to be heard. Shenemar, because the pasuk says ki im b'tzion yoshev b'Yerushalayim b'chol lo losivke chanon yichancha lekol zaakecha kishim aso anach. And the pasuk is telling me b'tzion yeshiv is yeshivas haTorah. So it's saying that the tefillah will be heard. That chanon yichancha lekol zaakecha kishim aso anach means that your tefillah is going to be heard. Uksiv basrei, and it says after that minasna Hashem lechem lechem tzar umayim lachatz. So the pasuk is talking about someone who has difficulty supporting himself, and still he's yeshiv nosik b'Torah. Rabbi Avo Omer, not only that his tefillah will be heard, but masbin also miziv shchina. Kodesh Baruch Hu will reveal to him the secrets of Torah. That's what you assume miziv shchina means. That's what the Marsha writes. That's mida keneged mida. That since he wasn't maspia himself with anas ol mazeh for the sake of Torah, Hashem is going to be maspia him with the razei Torah, with the secrets of Torah. Shenemar vayu einecha ro'os es morecha, that you'll be able to see your master. Who's our master? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yachav bar Chanina Amar, not only that, afein apargo ninol b'fanav, the mechitza that separates between our Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Tzva Marom is not going to be locked in front of him. He'll be able to receive all the benefits and the blessings that come from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnemar v'lo yikonev od marecha, that your master, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not going to cover himself or hide himself from you. He's going to reveal himself to you in the form of providing great blessing. So the Mishnah said, "Ein yom shein bal klala." That since the Chorban Habayis, every single day has klala. Amar Rava, not only is there klala every day, but b'chol yom v'yom meruba kilaso mishel chaveiro. It gets worse each and every day. The klala of today is greater than the klala of yesterday. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the klalos of Mishnah Torah, "Baboker tomer mi yitein erev, uve erev tomer mi yitein boker." So, hey boker, which boker are we going to be asking for? And when we say mi yitein boker, ilim a boker to the machar. So, the simple reading of the pasuk you would imagine is that at night we'll say, "Oh, when's the sun going to rise already?" That we're always looking forward to the next time ahead of us, right? We're always looking to the next things that are coming up. So, it must be that's what it's talking about, boker to the machar, that you're waiting for tomorrow boker. Well, mi yadamayhavi, does a person know that it's going to be any better tomorrow? Why are you hoping for tomorrow, for the next morning? You don't know what the next morning is going to bring. Ela dechalef, it must be that you're yearning for that which already was, because that which already was, you know what that was like, and therefore there's what to yearn for. So a person is always going to have a taiva for the previous day. So it sounds like each day is going to be worse than the previous day. That's why we're always going to have a taiva for the previous day. But if the klala just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, so how's the world still standing? How are we not ruined by all of this klala? So kedusha desidra, it's the kedusha that we say after Shmonesrei in Uval Tzion, vayeheshme rabba da gadita, and the yeheshme rabba after learning when you say kaddish, those are two great zuchuyos that keep the world going. Shenemar, because pasuk says eretz avsa kama ofel tzalmaves velo sedarim hayesh sedarim, but it sounds like if you have the sedarim of the parshas haTorah, then tofia me ofel, then we'll be able to emerge from this darkness. It used to be that every Shabbos they would darshan b'divrei agada, and everyone would come to hear the Divrei Agada, and afterwards they would say Kaddish. So there was Lima Torah and Kiddushas Hashem. That's what we always do. A Kaddish after, that's what they would always do. Kaddish after Limud HaTorah. And the Kiddushas Desidra is so that every day a person will be Osek every day in a little bit of Torah. And there's Kiddushas Hashem with Limud Torah, because you say the Psukim with their Targum. So that's very Chavuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you have these two things. You have everyone all together, the Talmid Chamim Nami Aretz. They're all engaged in some minimal level of Torah learning. And Kiddush Hashem. So that's something that keeps the world going. V'lo yeritah lebracha v'nital tam peros. And not only that, lo yeritah lebracha. Tal didn't come down for bracha anymore, and the tam was taken from the peros. Hatayir b'shem ben elazar omer, tahara batla tam v'reach. The tahara that was bottled from Klal Yisrael, the loss of tahara caused the bittul of the tam and the reach of the peros. That when Klal Yisrael was tahorim and we were knowing all the dinim of tahara, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitar the peros from any bad taste or bad reach. Meiser bittul shuman adagan, and when we no longer took meisros, so then the fatness of the dagan, of the grain, the ability of the grain to nourish us, was taken from the grain. Ravuna ashkach tamrasa dechanusa. Ravuna found a certain type of date that was very a luscious, that had a very delicious smell. So Shakli took it, Karchi Besudre, and he wrapped it in a cloth. Also Rabba Bere, so Rabba, Rav Huna's son, came to Rav Huna, Amalei, and Rabba said to Rav Huna, Morchina Recha Dechenusa, I smell, meaning he didn't see it because it was wrapped in a cloth, but he said, I smell that very strong, delicious smell of a fresh date. So Amalei, Rav Huna said to his son, to Rabba, Bini, Tara Yeshbecha, you must have a lot of Tara, and therefore you're Zocha to smell the Reach of the Peros, because the loss of Tara causes the loss of the Reach of the Peros. If you're able to smell it, you must have a lot of Tara. So Yahavanele, so he gave it as a gift to his son. Adahachi asa Abba Berei, but then Abba, the son of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, I mean Rav Huna's grandson, came. Shakla and Rav Huna took the tamar, and Rabba took the tamar rather, and Yahavanele, and he gave it to his own son, to the grandson. So Rav Huna said to Rabba, the grandfather said to his son, Bini, Samachtes Libi, that you made me happy when I saw that you had this sense of tahara, that you were able to smell it. But now you cause me aggravation, because I see that you took the gift that I gave to you and you passed it on to somebody else. You gave it to your son. Shows that you love your son more than you love me. And that's what people say, Rachme da Abba Abni, that a parent will always have rachmanos for a child. Rachme da Abni, Abni da Avalei. And instead of reciprocating back to the parent, the child's own rachmanos will go to the next generation. You know, maybe that's not always a bad thing, right? That you pay it forward. You'll never be able to pay your parents back for everything that you did, that they did for you, but you pay it forward to the next generation and keep the legacy going. So the Gemara brings a Maisa where we learn a little bit more about a difficult grandchild-grandfather relationship. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Itbal bei Barav Yaakov bar Barte. He raised his grandson, his daughter's son. So Kigadol, when Rav Yaakov grew up, Armalei, so Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the grandfather, said, Ashki an Maya, can you give me some water to drink? So Amalo, the grandson, said, Lav Brichana, I'm not your son, I'm your grandson, I'm your daughter's son, and therefore I don't have to be mechabid you with kibarav. Vayinud Amriyanchi, Rabbi, Barbartichana. That, and that's what people say, you could raise me, and then all I'm going to say is, I'm only your grandson, I'm not your son, and I'm not going to give you the proper kavod. What exactly we are to make of that story? It's a little bit difficult. It's more than a little bit difficult. He raised him. So, first of all, Kol Magadol Yasa, in a certain sense, he is his father, and also there is a chiyuv to be mechabed a grandfather. Rashi and Chumash says that the chiyuv to honor a grandfather is not as great as the chiyuv to honor a father, but there is a chiyuv to honor a grandfather. So some suggest, yeah, he was just trying to say that he was telling him how well he was educated. He was saying that I know that I do have a chiyuv of kibud of a grandfather, but I also know that it's not the same as the kibud that one has for a father. Others suggest also that maybe there's a chilek, there's machlok zaposkim, is there a chilek in the honor one has to show to a father's father versus the honor one has to show to a mother's father. So some of the poskim say that that's what he's highlighting. Bar techana, that you're I'm the son of your daughter, and therefore the level of kibud, we're b'nei banim areim kibanim, but we don't say b'nei banos are areim kibanim, but other poskim say no, grandparent is a grandparent regardless of whether it's through the mother's side or through the father's side. It's just that the level of kibud is not the same as the level of kibud one would have for their own parent. So now the Mishnah tells us different milos that became batal because of our averos. Bepul mushalos pesainos, when a pesainos brought armies to attack Yerushalayim, Gazra Itros Chasanim Vala Eros. They made two gzeros on Itros Chasanim and on Eros. The Gemara will explain both of those things. Bepulmo Shal Titus, when Titus came with his armies 52 years after Aspasinus, Gazra Litros Kalos, they made a gzera on the crowns of Kalos, Vishaloyamino Espino Yevanis. And they made another gzera that no one should teach their child Yevanis. So Bepulmo Sa'achron, in the last Milcham of the Korban, Gazra Shalotetea Hakala bi'iparion, they made a gzera that the kala is not going to go out in the special tent, the special canopy that's decorated with all sorts of talisos and whatever. B'tochir, in the middle of the city, from her father's house to her husband's house. Rabbi Seinu etiru shetetze hakala bi'iparion b'tochir, but Rabbi Seinu were matir that they should, that she should be able to do that. The Rambam Pirshim Shai says Rabbi Seinu is Rabbeinu Hakadosh. The Rabbeinu Hakadosh was matir that gzera. Mishemes Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, batal mashal mishalim. There were no longer people who were able to make an effective mashal that would help people understand chachma. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis says Rav Meir used to say a lot of mishalim, and he had 300 mishalos shel shualim. So the other people also gave mishalim, but Rav Meir was so great at making mishalim that even the most difficult esoteric concepts could be understood through his mishalim. Mishemes ben Azai batu ha-shaktanim. When ben Azai died, so then we lost the shaktanim, those who are always going to the Beis Medrash. The Gemara in Yevamos of Samach Gimel says that ben Azai says that nafsho chashka b'Torah, that he couldn't even get married, right, because he was nafsho chashka b'Torah. I think we mentioned it earlier in the Masechta also. I think when we discussed the Shir Tumah back on Dav Dalid, right, how long it is for a Shir Tumah. So I think we mentioned ben Azai, that ben Azai had an opinion about the Shir Tumah, but he never got married. How could he have an opinion about the Shir Tumah? So we discussed that then. So Hashem Lireyev, Mishameis ben Zomu, and ben Zomu died, Batla Darshanim. So then we lost the last of the great Darshanim. Ben Zomu knew how to darshan all the psukim that the Gemara Bracha says that Amar Blazer ben Azariah, that he wasn't Zochish Tamitzius Mitzrayim Belelos ad Shadarsha ben Zomu. He's the one that knew how to save the drushes. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva Batla Kavanat Torah. When Rabbi Akiva died, so then Kavanat Torah was Batla, because Rabbi Akiva knew how to darshan kol coats for coats, the crowns on tops of the letters. And that's a great Kavanat Torah. Mishmeis Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa, Batu Anshei Meisa. When Rabbi Chanin ben Dosa died, those people who have bitachon in their own chashivas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they do unbelievable meisim. The Gemara in Tainus says that he said, Mi amar l'shem v'yidlok, hu amar l'chometz v'yidlok. He has bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do anything, and therefore miracle and teva are pretty much the same to him. Mishmeis Rabbi Yossi Katonta, Paskul Chasidim. V'lam nikra shmo Katonta. Why is Rabbi Yossi called Katonta? Shahaya Katonta shel Chasidim, because the level of Chasidim kept on going down over the generations, so he was the smallest among them, and therefore when he died there was nothing left. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai batal ziva chachma. When Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai died, the glory of chachma died as well. Rashi writes he doesn't know what that means. Why is that? What glory of chachma? So Marsha says it could mean chachma be'inyanei ha'olam. The Gemara in Gittin indicates that he had great chachma in how the world works. In the Churban Agaditas, he noticed something. He diagnosed an illness of someone's feet, swelling, or something like that. Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel Azakein, batal kavanat Torah. When Rabbi Gamliel Azakein died, kavanat Torah was gone. How was kavanat Torah gone? Because people were no longer standing when they were learning. The Gemara Megillah says when Meis Rabbi Gamliel, so Yaron Choli Liolam, and they had to learn Torah be yeshiva. So this is interesting because we have two people on the list that when they died, kavanat Torah was gone. So that's what we've pointed out in the past, that Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, the kavanat Torah that we identified as having been gone, is that he darshaned the kotzim on tops of the letters. With Rabbi Gamliel, it's kavanat Torah of standing while learning. Those are two different types of kavanat Torah. There's external shows of kavanat Torah, like standing up, doing something physical to show that you're being mechabit the Torah. And then there's kavanat Torah of inherent in the Torah itself, by hafochba vafochba dekulaba, by going deep into the learning, by showing the depth of Torah. That's also a kavanat Torah. That's perhaps the primary kavanat Torah. Umesu taru precious, and also taru and precious died with him. Mishmeis Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi batel ziva kuhuna. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi died, the ziva kuhuna, the glory of kuhuna, was gone as well. Mishmeis Rabbi batel anav v'yirascheit. And when Rabbi died, anav and yirascheit died with him. So taru rabban, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Mishkar beis hamikdash boshu chaverim ubnei chorin v'chafu rosham. When the beis hamikdash was destroyed, talmidei chachamim became humiliated and miyuchasim as well, because the azei panim, the mamzerim, were the ones that were in charge, and the chaverim and the bnei chorin were aniyim. V'nidal dulu anshei maisa, and no one cared about anshei maisa anymore. V'gavru bali zroa u'bali lashon. Instead, the people with power were the strong people and the bali lashon, the people who spoke lashon hara and knew how to use their power of speech to get places in life. Ve'in doresh, ve'in mevakesh, ve'in shovel. And no one cares about klal yisrael, and no one's mevakesh rachamim, and no one asks after them. Al mi lanu li'isha'in, who can we depend on? Al avinu shebashmayim, only on a kodesh baruch hu. Reb Lezer, God After the Chumra Bais, the Chachamim became like the Malam de Tinokos, meaning a level down. And the Malam de Tinokos became like the Masham Sheyatzibur, again, a level down. The Chazanaya Kamadara, and the Askanim and the Tzibur became like the Amay Aretz. The Amadara, Azavadildlan, the Amay Aretz just went to a very low level. Vein Shol, Vein Vakish, and no one is davening for them. Al Miyesh Lishayin, who can we rely on? Alavinish Vashmaim, only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara teaches us how the Tzoros, that how bad the Tzoros got, that started with the Chorban HaMikdash. But it was Mashiach, in the end of the Golas time, when it comes close to the time of Mashiach, Chutzpah Yaska, there's going to be a great amount of Chutzpah, the Yoker Yamir, and things are going to cost a lot of money. Inflation is going to be out of control. HaGefen Titein Piria, there's going to be plenty of grapevines and plenty of vineyards, but Vayayin B'Yoker, wine is still going to be expensive, because there's such a demand on wine. Everyone's going to be drinking so much. Malchus Tevich Leminos, the government is all going to be a bunch of apikorsim. Ve'en tochachas, and no one is going to be able to be mochiach them, because everyone's going to be an avarian. So there's not going to be anyone that's going to be able to take the high road and say, you know, and be able to give the mussar. Beis Vadiel is Znus, the place where Chachmei Torah met is going to be a place of Znus. There aren't going to be any Lomdei Torah anymore. Va'galil Yachrav, and the Galil is going to be destroyed. Va'gavlan Yishom, and Gavlan, another place, is going to be desolate. Va'anche Gvul, and people who live by the borders, Yisovu Meir Liyar, are going to have to schlep around from one city to another. V'lo Yichonenu, and people aren't going to take Rachmanos on them. V'chachmo Sofrim Tisrach, and the Chachma of Sofrim is going to spoil. V'yirei Chet Yimasu, and people will be disgusted by Yirei Chet. V'emes Teina Deres, and truth is not going to be a value anymore. Na'arim Pnei Zekenim Yalbinu, young people are going to humiliate older people. Zekenim Yamdu Mnei Ketanim, and older people are going to stand up to be Mechabed younger people. Ben Menaval Av, a son is going to be Mevayish his father. Bas Kama Be'ima, daughter is going to rebel against her own mother. And Kala B'chamosa, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Ayve Ish Anshe Beso, even a person's own family members are going to be his enemies. Pnei Ador K'Pnei Kelev, the face of the generation is going to be like the face of a dog. Haben Einu Mispayish Me Aviv, a son is not going to be Mispayish from his father. Val Ma Yesh Lanu Lishayin, and what can we rely on? Alavinu Shvashvayim, with such a bleak picture, the only place to turn is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amarav Lo Shanu El Shal Melech V'Gafres. Now going back, we said B'Pumashal Es Pesainus, there were Gozer on Ataros Chasanim, that in the first siege of Yerushalayim, there were Gozer on Ataros Chasanim. So Lo Shanu El Shal Melech V'Gafres, that's only those Ataros that were made out of Melech V'Gafres. Aval Shal Hadas V'Shal Vered Mutar, but if a Chasan wants to wear a crown made of Hadasim or made of Vered, that's Mutar. Shmuel Amar Avshal Cheres V'Shal Hadas V'Shal Vered Asir. No, even if it's made of Hadas and Vered, it's Asir. Shal Kanim V'Shal Chelas Mutar. If it's made out of Kanim and Chelas, then it's Mutar. Levi Amar Avshal Kanim V'Shal Chelas Asir. That it's even Asir if it's made of Kanim and Chelas. V'Chein Tani Levi Masnisei Avshal Kanim V'Shal Chelas Asir. Even Ataras Chasanim made out of Kanim and Chelas are going to be Asir. So the Mishnah said that Papul Mishal Spesainus, there goes around Ataras Chasanim and Vala Irus. So my Irus, what exactly is Irus? Amar Rabbi Lazar, Tavla Dechad Puma. It is a bell that they would use as a musical instrument in at a party. Rabbi Rav Huna Avalei Lebrei Tanbura. Rabbi Rav Huna made a tanbura, a type of musical instrument for his son. Asa Avua, Rav Huna came v'tavrei, and he broke it. Amar Lei, and Rav Huna said to his son, I broke it on purpose, for a reason. Michlof b'tavla d'chad puma. People are going to confuse that for the type of musical instrument that we were gozer against, and they're going to think, they're going to come to be mati, the tavla d'chad puma. Zil avalei apuma d'chatzpa or apuma d'zkifa. Go make a musical instrument by taking a piece of leather and putting it over an open jug or something like that, and then you can use that as a drum. You can make music with that way, but it won't sound anything like the bell that they were gozer against, and then it would be okay. In Pumbu Shal Titus, that's when they were gozer on the crowns of the kalos. My itros kalos, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, ear shal zahav. It was a piece of jewelry called an ear shal zahav, that it was a crown that was made out of gold. So that's what the Midrashim tells. I think that Rabbi Akiva, after going for 24 years and being away from his wife for all that time, and her living in poverty, and them living in poverty all that time, so toward the end of his life, he bought her an ear shal zahav. zahav and sulamos shel zahav. Like there wasn't enough that he could do to show his hakaras hatov. But that was like the epitome. That was the ultimate jewelry that a person could have. Ze'ir shel zahav. So that's the itros kalos that there goes there. Tani namiyachi ezu itros kalos ir shel zahav. Avaloso sakipa shel milas. But you're allowed to make an atara like a little piece of made out of white wool. So Tana af al chupas chasanim gazru. Not only on ataros kalos, it also goes there on chupas chasanim. My chupas chasanim. What do you mean? There goes on chupas chasanim. We still have a chupa. No, it means zaharos hamushavos, that they would have these red talasim that had golden strands woven through them. Tani namiyachi elu en chupas chasanim zaharos hamushavos aval osa pipiris v'tola ba kol mashi yirta. But they're not allowed to make zaharos hamushavos, but they could still make some sort of covering out of different types of material from a tree, and they could hang whatever they wanted on it, and that way it was still something beautiful. We then said that they were also goes there that you shouldn't teach your child Yavanis. So why were they? Did they make such a gezera? Because there was a story that happened. When the brothers Horkinus and Astrobulus were laying siege to the cities, were fighting with each other. They were fighting over the Malucha. Hayu Horkinus mibachutz. Horkinus was outside Yerushalayim. V'Astrobulus mibefnim. And Astrobulus was inside of Yerushalayim, and Horkinus was surrounding with Roman soldiers that came to help him. B'chol yom v'yom mishalshlin, the anche Astrobulus every day were mishalshlin dinarim bekupa. They would send money in a bag outside of the wall, so that they could buy animals for the Karman Tamid. Umalan temidin, and the anche Horkinus would provide them with the Karman Tamid two a day every day. So hayasham zaken echad in Yerushalayim, there was one zaken shayimakir b'chachmas Yavanis who knew chachmas Yavanis. So laaz lahem, he communicated with the Anshayorkinus b'chachmas Yavanis in the language of chachmas Yavanis, and Amar Lahan, he said to the Anshayorkinus, calls mancha oskim b'avoda, so long as the Anshayorkinus are still osik in the avoda space of Mikdash, einim sarim b'yedchem, they're never going to be given over in your hands, meaning that sukhus is going to carry them forward. So l'machar shilshalem dinarim b'kupa, so tomorrow send them, the next day they sent them dinarim, they sent the regular payment, v'helu lahem chazir, and instead of them giving the animals that they needed for the Karmat Tamid, they gave him a chazer back so that they won't be able to be makravit. Kivin shegiel lechatzi chomer, when the chazer was halfway down the wall, not siparnov, he stuck his fingernails in the wall and they wouldn't be lowered further. Nizdaza eretzol arba meos parsa, and eretzol shook 400 parsos because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was upset about the chilul Hashem. Osa shah amrus alacham said at that time, or adam sheigadil chazirim, that cursed is one who's megadil chazirim, va'or adam she'ilamid lebro chachmas Yavanis, and cursed is one who teaches his child chachmas Yavanis, because that's what led to this whole maisa, because the communication happened only because someone knew chachmas Yavanis. Va'alosa shana shaninu maisu ba'omer migagus trifim u'shtayalecha mibikasein socher, and that year the carbon omer had to be brought from a place called Gagus Trifim, and the shtayalecha had to be brought from a place called Bikas Ein Socher, because they had to bring the Omer and Shnei Alechem from a place that's close to Yerushalayim. But that year, all the places close to Yerushalayim were destroyed, so they had to bring it from a much more distant location. So, Eini, is that really true that it's usher to learn Chachmas Yavanis? Vam Rebbe, Beretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi. In Eretz Yisrael, the Lashon Sursi Lama, Eli Lashon HaKodesh, Eli Lashon Yavanis, that you shouldn't speak Lashon Sursi. If you want to speak a language in Eretz Yisrael, it should either be Lashon HaKodesh or Lashon Yavanis, but it sounds very clearly that you're allowed to speak Lashon Yavanis in Eretz Yisrael. V'yamar Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef taught us, B'bavel Lashon Arami Lama, why would you speak Lashon Arami in Bavel? Ela ol Lashon HaKodesh, ol Lashon Parsi. Either speak Lashon HaKodesh or speak Lashon Parsi. Lashon Yavanis L'chud V'chachmas Yavanis. So the Gemara answers that Lashon Yavanis you're allowed to speak, but Chachmas Yavanis is different. That's going to be usher to learn. V'chachmas Yavanis Mi'asira, but even so, is that true that Chachmas Yavanis is usher to learn? V'am Rav Yidam Rav Shmuel, Mishum Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Maid D'chsev Eini Alu L'Nafshi Mikol. called Benos Iri. Elif Yiladim Ayu Bebeis Abba. There were 1,000 children in the house of Rabbi Gamliel Anasi. Chamish Meos Lamdu Torah. 500 of them learned Torah. V'chamish Meos Lamdu Chachmas Ivanus. And 500 of them learned Chachmas Ivanus. V'lonu Shtayim Men Ela Ani Kan Ubenachi Abba Ba'Asya. And the only ones that are left are me over here and my cousin in Asya. All the others were killed by the Romans. So you see that you're allowed to learn Chachmas Ivanus because there's no way Rabbi Gamliel was violating some terrible Isser by having half the members of his household doing something that was usher. So how can you say that it's usher to learn Chachmas Yevanis? So as the Gemara, Shaini Shal Beis Gamliel, the Krav L'Malchus Havu. The Beis Gamliel was Krav L'Malchus, and certain things are allowed, even though they would normally be usher, when you're a Krav L'Malchus. Titania, Misaper Komi, someone who has a certain type of Gaish haircut, where they cut the hairs in front of the head, and they leave the hairs growing in the back of the head. Hareza Midarke Amori, it's a Midarke Amori, it's usher. That's the kind of haircut people get. Out the Shema Vodazara. Avtolus ben Ruuvein, he tiru the Saprakomi, Shurkar of the Malchus, but they allowed Avtolus ben Ruuvein to get such a haircut because he was a Kar of the Malchus. So apparently, for being a Kar, when you're a Kar of the Malchus, there are certain exceptions that are made. According to Tosos, it's an Issud Rabbanan, and when the Rabbanan made the Gezerah, they were never Gozer, a Kar of the Malchus. So it's not that it was a special heter that was made, it's that it never became Usser in the first place. According to the Rambam, though, it's Nisr Darais of Bechukoseim Lo Seilech, which is that Karv L'Malchus, it's Mutter, because it's Pikuach Nefesh, it's Hatzalas Yisrael. So that's always a question. In every generation we have that question of how far do we go with the ideas of Karv L'Malchus and of, and what we're willing to be makel with, and what's actually called Pikuach Nefesh, right? What if the Melech is a very benevolent and generous king, and he likes the Jewish community, but we don't know how long that's going to last for, and we don't know how he's going to, right? So how far do we go with those heterim of Karav L'Malchus? That's always a little bit controversial of how far to take those things. So obviously, if you're dealing with things that are not Isurim Daraisa, then it's much easier. I think they said when Ramesh Asher, it was just his yahrzeit, I think a big yahrzeit, 25th yahrzeit maybe, something like that. I think when he had to go meet President Kennedy, I think it was on Tisha B'Av, and there was some major crisis, and he had to go to the Oval Office, and he asked Rav Aaron Cutler if he should shave. He said, Kennedy understands religion. I could explain to him that it's a religious thing and that, I'm not allowed to shave at this time. So, or maybe it was about the shoes. I don't remember what it was. Something like that. Rav Aaron said to him, yeah, you'll explain and he'll understand and he'll say he understands and he'll smile at you and he'll always remember the Jew that came in with the unshaven face to the Oval Office. Meaning he'll always, with the sneakers or with the Crocs, or whatever, they didn't have Crocs back then, to the Oval Office. Meaning you have to realize when a Karav L'Malchus that there are things that have to be done. Shal Beis Rav Gamliel, the Tiru Lem Chachmas Ivanus. Beis Rav Gamliel, they were matter them to learn Chachmas Ivanus, Mnesha Krov L'Malchus, because they also were Karav L'Malchus, and they needed to be able to speak in Chachmas Ivanus. So, it's only us for other people, but not the people that are Karav L'Malchus. And then the Rabbi Seinu were matir that. So my taima, why were Rabbi Seinu matir a kala to go out the iparion? Mishum tzniusa, because that elevates the level of tzniyus. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan bata achachman. Rabbi Yochanan died, so chachma was gone. Tan Rabban Mishmeis Rabbi Eliezer nigna sefer Torah. Rabbi Eliezer knew so many halachas that when he died, there were halachas that were lost. It's as if a sefer Torah was hidden from us. Mishmeis Rabbi Yeshua bata Eitza u'machshava. When Rabbi Yeshua died, Eitza and Machshava was gone, because Rabbi Yeshua was a big bucky to respond to apikorsim, and he always gave good answers, and he understood their ways of thinking. So the Eitza u'machshava, the ability to respond in those arguments, was gone. Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva bata Zroei Torah. People who had the strength to get to the depth of a svara and to figure out how the Torah Shebal Peh is all based on the osios of the Torah. So that was lost. V'nistatmu mayanos ha-chachma, and the wellsprings of chachma were closed up. Mishmesh Rablozim and Azariah batu itros chachma, that the crowns of chachma were gone, meaning the wealth of chachamim. Sha'ataris chacham mashram, because the crown of the chachamim was the wealth that they had. Mishmesh Rabichanim ben Dosa batu anshe maisa, there were no more anshe maisa. Mishmesh Abiyosi ben Katonta batu chasidim, v'lominik Shmo Abiyosi ben Katonta. Why was he called Abiyosi ben Katonta? Katonta. His father's name wasn't Katonta. Shei Miktanei Chasidim, because he was among the smallest of the Chasidim. Mishmeis Ben Azai, when Ben Azai died, Batu HaShaktanim. The Shaktanim were gone, those who were great Masmidim. Mishmeis Ben Zoma, Batu HaDasharim. Mishmeis Ben Shemu Gamliel, Olo Govai, a certain type of grasshopper attacked the crops. Rabu Tzaros, and a lot of Tzaros happened. Mishmeis Rebbe, Huchbulu Tzaros. And when Rebbe died, the Tzaros were doubled over. Mishmeis Rebbe, Batu HaNova V'Yeres Chet. The Mishnah then said that when Rebbe died, another in Yeres Chet was batel. So the Gemara has this famous line, Amalei Rav Yosef Latar, Rav Yosef told the one who was teaching the Mishnayos, Lotus the Anava, don't say that Anava's gone when Rebbe died, because I'm still around. So everyone has a shtickle Torah of what that means. How can you say that if you're really a Anav, if you're claiming the mantle of Anivos, then you, so everyone says, no, he wasn't saying that I'm really a Anav, he was saying that because of my Midos, other people are going to see about Anivos, you know, but Rashi says, Sha'ani Anvasan, I am an Anav, right? He was saying that I am an Anav. Amar le Rav Nachman l'tan, Rav Nachman said to the Tan, Lo tisni yirascheit, don't say that when Rebbe died, yirascheit is gone, di ika Anav, because I am a yirascheit. Okay, hadron lachag larufa, sligol mesech sot, the mazels of everybody, and yeah, that's it, right? Okay. Okay.
Happy birthday, Rebbe. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Okay.